Research has found that officers who are familiar with a suspect often unintentionally influence a witness's choice when they're asked to pick someone out of a lineup. The report recommends that officers not working on a case interview the eyewitnesses. The director of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association, Jim Palmer, says most departments in the state adopted the practice in 2010.
Law enforcement agencies in Wisconsin are pretty clearly ahead of the curve.
But Keith Findlay of the Wisconsin Innocence Project says state law doesn't require police agencies to adopt the practice. He says while a recent survey found 63% of departments have adopted it, that still leaves more than a third that haven't.
So while we're getting some significant compliance, it's far from perfect. So I'm hopeful that this report will serve as an impetus to help us finish the job we've started, but really haven't finished in this state.
Findlay says false eyewitness identifications have been responsible for more than 70% of the wrongful convictions that were later overturned by DNA evidence. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.